各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord with all brothers and sisters.
我们晚上继续查考《创世纪》第十七章。
This evening, we'd like to continue study the book of Genesis, chapter 17.
当第十二章就记载神选召亚伯兰来到迦南地。
The previous chapter has talked about how God has chosen Abraham to come into the land of Canaan.
神就应许要他成为一个大国。
God promised them to become a big nation.
并且要将迦南地啊赐给他为业。
And the land of Canaan will be granted to them as their inheritance.
亚伯兰因着信就来到迦南地了。
And because of their faith, Abraham came to the land of Canaan.
但是神一直没有给他得到儿子。
The Lord had not given him a son yet.
不然曾经对神说，是不是我在我家所生的这以利以谢要来承受这个产业？
And then he was questioning God that was that someone from a family that's going to take over the inheritance at all.
神跟他讲不是。
And God replied to him that it wasn't.
要由你本身所生的才要成为你的后裔。
You'll be only one that your descendant that will possess your inheritance.
但是时间呢、啊，一年一年过去。
But then years after years has gone by.
来到迦南地已经十年了。
They have already come to land of Canaan for more than 10 years.
神的应许并没有兑现。
The promise wasn't fulfilled yet.
当然这是一个信心极大的考验。
And of course, this is a great trial to one's faith.
时间等候就是信心的考验。
The time spent in waiting, it is a trial of faith.
所以撒来一直看到亚伯兰一年一年的老了。
And Sarah was looking at Abraham that he's gradually growing old.
生育的能力啊越来越失去了。
And he's gradually losing the ability of birth.
神又让他没有办法生孩子。
God probably will not allow him to have any children.
所以这个时候啊，撒来心里就很着急。
And Sarah was very worried.
当然也是对神啊，失落了信心。
Of course, that is kind of loss of faith again towards God.
就要用人的意识来成全神的旨意。
With human will, that they're trying to read how God's will was.
所以就从埃及带回来的这个使女夏甲。给亚伯兰为妾。
So she brought back Hagar from Egypt for his husband Abram to be a.
他想的没错嘛，如果亚伯兰跟夏甲生了孩子，也是从亚伯兰本身所生的。
Was not totally wrong about if Abram were to get married with Hagar, they're going to have children together.
但是撒来给亚伯兰的是一个错误的建议帮助。
But then Sarah has given Abraham a wrong, incorrect recommendation.
撒来这个亚伯兰也是一时的疏忽，没有求问神。
It was due to the ignorance of Sarah, rather than asking God for God's will.
如果我接受这个建议，跟夏甲所生的是不是算由我本身所生的呢？
Then if Abraham were to have children with Hagar, is that considered as his descendant that will possess the inheritance?
亚伯兰并没有求问神。
Abraham did not ask God.
就接受了他的妻子撒来的建议。
And then he accepted his wife's recommendation.
以夏甲同房，就生了以实玛利。
So they had children, Ishmael.
当生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰86岁。
And when Ishmael was born, Abraham was 86 years old.
所以我们上次查到第十六章，就是 亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候是年八十六岁。
So the last chapter that we study about Hagar that had given birth to Ishmael when Abraham was 86.
那今天我们查考第十七章。
Today we'd like to talk about chapter 17.
第一节就开始提到亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候。
At the first verse, it mentioned that when Abraham was 99 years old.
十六章最后一节到十七章第一节中间经过了十三年之久。
So from the last verse of chapter 16 till the first verse of chapter 17, there's a gap of about 13 years.
在亚伯兰信仰的历程当中，阶段完全空白。
And in this period of 13 years, there's nothing recorded about it.
神也不再向他显现了。
God had never appeared to him ever.
因为他以人意要来成全神的旨意。
Because he has used his human will to surpass the will of God.
他没有去寻求神的旨意。
He did not seek after the will of God.
就自以为是，以为他所想的就是对。
He regarded himself highly of his own ways of doing things.
所以在这段时间呢，神不再向他显现，也不给他漠视。
And that's the reason why during that period of 13 years, God had never appeared to him again.
经过十三年之久。
And that was 13 years past.
到亚伯兰九十九岁的时候。
Until when Abraham was 99 years old.
保罗提到啊，亚伯兰将近一百岁，就九十九岁的时候，他身体的机能啊，已经像死的一样了。
And Paul had mentioned that when Abraham was 99 or 100 years old, his body was as good as dead.
撒来也已经断绝了生育的能力了。
And Sarah had totally lost the ability of reproduction.
再人想要从亚伯兰再得到孩子，已经是不可能的事情。
I think for man, if this were to happen to a man, we probably think that this is impossible for Abraham to ever have children again.
人再也没有靠着自己的能力啊来遵行神的旨意。人已经没有能力。
And then as a man, we don't have the ability to go after the will of God again.
这个时候神开始了。
And then this time is the time when the Lord will work again.
就这个时候人觉得已经不可能的时候。
When it was a time when men considered that everything is impossible.
神在向亚伯兰显现。
Then the Lord will appear to Abraham again.
第一句话对他说
first thing that God said to Abraham,
我是全能的神。
I'm God Almighty.
也就是神能够让不可能成为可能的神。
That means to say that God will allow the impossible to become possible.
在人是不能的。
Anything that is impossible to man,
在神是无所不能。
Will become possible to God.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he's the God of Almighty.
是神对亚伯兰说，你当在我面前做完全人。
And then God told him that you will become... And walk before me and be blameless.
原文的意思也就是说，你当行在我的面前做完全人，成为一个完全人。
It means that he will walk before God and become a perfect person.
这也当然是神对亚伯兰的一个责备。
And of course, this is also a rebuke against Abraham.
你的信心不足。
That his faith wasn't enough.
所以你用人的意思要来啊，成就神的旨意。
Because Abraham used his own human will to replace the will of God.
你的信心不够。
He didn't have enough faith.
所以神要求他，你要做完全人。
And God therefore requested, wanted him to become blameless.
当然这个完全人啊，不是说啊，他已经完全了。
Of course, when we say that to become blameless, it doesn't mean that he's perfect already.
也就是说，你要不断的来追求长进，达到完全。
It means to say that he has to continuously pursue for perfection to grow.
那第二节，神就对他说：“那我就要与你立约。”
And then as verse 2, then God said, I will confirm my covenant between me and you.
使你的后裔啊，极其繁多。
And will greatly increase your numbers.
我们中文圣经你的后裔旁边是点点点，表示原文没有这句话。
In the Chinese version, it didn't talk about the descendants at all.
英文有没有这个？
没有，
没有哈。所以这个原文呢、就是我就与你立约，使你极其繁多。
In the original context, it means that they will multiply by numbers.
这个使你极其繁多呢，也就是要你多而更多。
It means that they will have more and more.
神要赐给他的福气要极其繁多的。
The grace and also blessings will be given to him more and more.
这个时候亚伯兰听到神这么说。
Then Abraham heard what God had told him.
第三节，他就俯伏在地。
At verse 3, Abraham fell face down.
这句话非常重要。
And this statement is very important.
这句话也是神开始跟他立约的一个关键。
This is also one of the turning point of how God has made covenant with Abraham.
因为神说你要做完全人我就跟你立约。
Because God says that if you were to be blameless, then I'll confirm my covenant with you.
但是亚伯兰这个时候那个达到完全一点表现也通通还没有的时候，神跟他立约了。
Even before Abraham had become blameless, God has already made covenant with him.
他唯一的动作是什么？
What was the only thing that he did?
俯伏在神面前。
Which is to have fallen on the ground face down.
这个俯伏在神面前，这个也就是古时对神对君王的一种极其尊敬的表示。
Falling face down in the ancient time, it is the utmost gesture of showing your respect towards the king.
也就是神跟他讲，你要在我面前做完全人。
And God said that you have to be blameless.
亚伯兰就俯伏在神面前。
Then Abraham fell face down.
也就是表示他对神的这个教训，只是他完全愿意顺服。
This also means that he accept totally and also submit to the instructions of God.
他愿意顺服，愿意接受。
He wanted to submit and also to accept.
并且俯伏在神面前，也都是对神对他的一些教训他能够谦卑的在神面前认错，愿意接受神的训诲。
Falling face down also signifies his repentance against his own wrongdoings.
也就是亚伯兰在神面前立志要追求长进，达到完全。
And also it showed that Abraham has the determination to become blameless.
其实人不可能像神一样完全。
As a matter of fact, man can never be as perfect as God.
在马太福音五章四十八节，主耶稣也要求我们说，我们要完全，像我们的天父完全一样。
And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, it says that be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
这也是我们一个追求完全的一个目标。
This is also one of the goal that we have to pursue.
我们要向这个完全的目标啊，不断来追求，不断来长进。
We have to continuously go after this goal of perfection.
就如保罗所说的
，like what Paul has said，
在信仰的历程上
，in the walk of faith，
虽然保罗好像啊啊很有成就
，even though Paul has achieved in many ways。
他对确实啊，对神啊，终身耿耿。
In fact, he was a very loyal servant of God.
确实也把自己啊，钉在十字架上， had, 与耶稣基督救人啊，与耶稣基督同死。
He had also crucified himself on a cross, that he had died on a cross together with God.
让主耶稣在他里面活着。
So that Jesus Christ has lived in his heart.
所以他把自己啊当作活祭，完完全全奉献给神。
He treated himself as a life offering that was made to God.
虽然这样，保罗并没有觉得他已经达到完全了。
Even though Paul have done so much, he still felt that he was still imperfect.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
12. 腓立比书第三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
一直到十六节。
Verse 12 to verse 16.
保罗说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力在追求，不则可以得着基督耶稣。所以得着我的，也就是要我去追求得到的，十三节。
Verse 13。
弟兄们，我不是自以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力前面。十四节。
Verse 14。
向着标杆直跑，要得到神在基督耶稣里从上面。招我要来得的奖赏，十五节。
Verse 15。
所以在我们中间，凡是完全人啊，一个灵性成熟的人呢、啊，总要存着这样的心智啊。若是在什么事上存着别样的心，那神也必以此指示你们。也就是说，我们没有像这个。标杆向这个完全来追求的心智的人呢，神也必定啊指示你。
And for those who have yet determined to strive towards God, the goal, God will instruct you as well.
我们一定要向这个标杆，要向神，要让我们所去追求、去得到的目标啊，不断的来。前进努力。
We have to continuously strive on towards this goal.
十六节说，然而我们到了什么地步，就照着什么地步行。也就是当我们的灵性成长到什么地步的时候，我们就继续的努力去追求达到完全。
It means that we probably have already attained a certain level of perfection.But we still have room to grow towards the goal.
你还没有达到完全之前，你也不要啊灰心丧志。
Before you attain such a perfection, you shouldn't be discouraged in any way.
认为不可能啊，我没有这个能力了，你就放弃追求了。
You shouldn't think that it's totally impossible, and let's just give it all up.
所以神一开始就先对亚伯兰说：“我是全能的神。”
Therefore, God at the beginning told Abraham that I am God Almighty.
神对我们的要求会量着我们的力量的，不会给我们担不起的担子。
God's demand is always reasonable. It will not be something that is heavy burden to us.
我们的灵性成长到什么程度，我们就过着什么样的生活。
Depending on the level of faith, we'll live the kind of life that was given.
但是要紧的，我们要有那不断长进、不断追求成长的那种心智。
But then the key to all this is to have the heart of continuous pursuit of perfection.
人不可能信了主，哇，就一下子完全了。
And you cannot just become perfect by believing in the Lord right away.
很多慕道朋友不敢受洗。
A lot of people do not dare to be baptized.
为什么？
Why was that so?
他说：“哎呀，我好有还有好多缺点，我不能没有办法信主。”
Many people think that I'm still imperfect. I have a lot of wrongdoings. I'm still not qualified to become a Christian.
等我改掉了我这些缺点之后，我再来信主。
If I change all this bad behavior of mine, then I'll become a Christian.
哎，你想靠自己来达到完全是绝对不可能的。
It is totally impossible for you to become perfect by your own means.
我们要追求完全，当然要靠神。
To become perfect, you have to have God's help.
一方面，人不能完全是因为活在罪恶之下。
On one hand, that as man, we cannot always be controlled, manipulated by sin.
人犯罪之下，就好像离开树干的树枝，它只是能够渐渐枯萎而已，没有办法活出丰盛的生命出来。
For a sinning person, it's like a broken branch that is off the trunk that it will never live the spirit of God.
离开树干的树枝，它不可能啊，再结出果子来。
A branch that has been broken apart from the trunk, can never live on.
除非再接回生命的根源，树干里面重新得到啊生命的浇灌。
Other than you are being put back to the tree trunk, you will not live.
是神要与亚伯兰立约。
God wanted to make covenant with Abraham.
立约的凭据就是接受割礼。
The evidence of such a covenant is circumcision.
这是神与他立约的一个凭据。
And that is an evidence of God's covenant with Abraham.
当然，这个割礼表示一个更新，一个分别为圣。
Of course, circumcision symbolizes renewal and also rebirth.
你必须要能够改变自己。
You must be able to change yourself.
你必须要追求圣洁。
You must pursue after holiness.
神的应许就要临到他身上。
And God's blessing were about to to be given to Abraham.
所以当亚伯兰俯伏在神面前的时候，
When Abraham fell face down,
神就对他说了。
God then told him.
第四节。
Verse
看回来。
Four.
创世纪十七章第四节。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 17, verse 4.
所以当亚伯兰俯伏在神面前的时候，神说，神说你要做完全人，我要跟你立约。我就要跟你立约。
Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you."
当亚伯兰俯伏在神面前的时候，神马上就跟他立约了。
And God, as soon as Abraham fell face down, God made a covenant with him.
不是等他已经完全了才跟他立约。
God did not wait till Abraham to become perfect or blameless.
因为亚伯兰还没有去追求，还没有表现出他完全出来嘛。
Because Abraham still didn't have an opportunity to show,
只是他
how he has changed.
俯伏在神面前。
The only thing he did was to fall on the ground.
表明他愿意接受神的训诲指示。
It only shows that he is willing to accept the instructions of God.
他愿意追求完全。
He is willing to pursue after perfection.
那神就开始跟他立约了。
Then God immediately made a covenant with him.
那神怎么跟他立约？
And how God, how did God make covenant with him?
神在这边先提到立约的内容。
God first talked about how how they made the covenant together.
你要成为多国的父。
He will become the father of many nations.
所以从此以后你不要再叫亚伯兰了。
And you shouldn't be called Abram from now on.
你要叫亚伯拉罕。
You should be called Abraham.
亚伯兰啊，是高贵的父，崇高的父。
Abram means that you are an honored father.
哎，那现在呢？神要叫他成为亚伯拉罕。
So God wanted him to be addressed as Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就是多国的父。
Abraham means a father of many nations.
哎，确实他成为多国的父。
And he actually became a father of many nations.
哎，以实玛利生了十二个族派。
And Ishmael has begotten 12 different tribes.
哎，过利啊啊国度君王。
And then they all become individual nations.
啊，那以撒的后裔就是以扫跟雅各。
And then the descendants of Isaac was Esau and Jacob.
以扫的后裔就是以东人呢。
And the descendants of Esau is Edomi.
哎，雅各的后裔就是以色列人呢。
And the descendants of Jacob was Israelites.
还有另外亚伯兰。亚伯拉罕跟这个基土拉生的六个儿子。
And then Abraham has also had some other children with another wife.
当然他们也个别建立了国度君王。
And of course, those children has formed their own nation.
那基土拉后裔里面我们比较常见的就是示巴、米甸。
The more common to the other nations of his children is Sheba and Maiden.
啊，这都是属于基土拉的后裔。
Those are the descendants of another wife.
哎，他确实啊，成为一个多国的父。
And then he actually become the father of many
nations. 当然，这个多国的父不只是属世的国。
Of course, this nations is not talking about the nations in this world.
还要成为属灵的国。
But rather, it will become the nations of the spirit.
啊，在第六节这边说，我要使你的后裔啊，极其繁多啊。这个的后裔啊，跟前面一样，原文是没有的，也就是要给你的福分呐，要极其繁多的。
At verse 6, it means that God will give him a lot of blessings.
不但啊，国度要从你而立，君王要从你而出。
And he will make nations of you, and kings will come from you.
啊，这就是我们刚才讲过的，他后裔里面呢、啊，建立了很多的王国出来啊。
And then that's what I has said just now that there will be many nations derived.
啊，比如说以实玛利的祖孙呢、啊，啊，就是亚拉伯人呢、啊。
Like the children of Ishmael are the Arabs.
第七节说，我要以你并你的世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。
At verse 7 it said, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for these generations to come.
啊，比如这些亚拉伯人，
like the Arabs,
这些回教徒，
like the Muslims.
他们所敬拜的也就是亚伯拉罕的神一样的独一的真神。
The one they worship is actually the one true God that Abraham was worshiping.
确实神给他呢，有如天上的星、海边的沙那么多的 子子孙孙。
As a matter of fact, his descendants were more than the sands of the sea and also stars in heaven.
那天上的星指着属灵的祖孙。
And the stars in the sky, it means that the children of heaven.
海边的沙，地上的尘土指着属世的这个祖孙。
And the sands at the beach, it means that the descendants of this world.
啊，那属世界上的祖孙呐，我们刚才讲了，以实玛利以东人、以色列人啊，或者是这些示巴拉米甸呐啊，这些都是啊啊。这个属世的祖孙嘛、
Just like Israelites or other tribes that we have mentioned just now, they are all the children of this world.
以实玛利有十二个啊、这个族群，以色列雅各也有生了十二个支派。
And Ishmael has their own 12 tribes, and so does Jacob had also 12 different nations.
其实神给他的子孙呐、啊，啊，真的，这个福分呐、啊、是多而又多的，非常繁多的。
In fact, God has increased his numbers greatly.
哎，更要紧的，天上的星。
And most important of all is just like the stars of the heaven.
就是这些属灵的子孙。
Which represents the children of the Spirit.
看加拉太书第三章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 3.
26节
Verse 26
到29节
To 29、
哎、加拉太书三章26节到29节
Galatians of 3 verse 26 to 29
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了并不分犹太人希利尼人自主的为奴的或男或女因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了你们既然属乎基督就是亚伯拉罕的后裔是照着应许承受产业的了、所以亚伯拉罕的后裔呢有属天上众星的就是属灵的祖孙、还有属世的这些祖孙
So as children of Abraham they are both of heaven and also of earth.
所以我们既然属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕属灵的子孙了。
We belong to God, and therefore we are of the descendant of Abraham.
我们就要承受神与亚伯拉罕立约的的产业。
And we'll undertake the inheritance that has been promised in the covenant.
哎，那我们再看回来啊。创世纪第十七章
Please return to Genesis chapter 17、
第八节
Verse 8
我要将你现在寄居的地就是迦南全地赐给你和你的后裔永远为业我也要做他们的神、神这个应许到今天仍然没有改变就是这样成就没有人有办法把以色列赶出迦南地的
Until these days this promise has not been changed the Israelites have still been dwelling on the land that has been given to them、
哎、那第九节到十四节这里就提到神怎么样跟他立约的一个立约的这个凭据
And verse 9 to 14 are the evidence of such a covenant made.
刚才我们谈的是神与亚伯兰立约的内容。
We were talking about the content of such a covenant made.
哎，亚伯兰从这个约里面能够得到的一些权利。
So, talk about what kind of rights that Abraham has obtained through making such a covenant.
那现在看第九节、
Then let's begin reading from verse 9.
神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所行的所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。” 你们都要受割礼啊，这是我与你们立约的证据啊。我们既然从约里面享受了权利，也要在约里面呢 尽我们的这个义务本分。
If we enjoy the rights in the covenant, so we have to also perform our responsibility of the covenant.
那神立行约已经从十五章已经讲过了，神从这个三年的牛羊剖开，从中间走过去啊，还有这个鸽子、雏鸽、斑鸠啊。
And also about this covenant in chapter 15, it also talk about how the lambs were being slaughtered and put on the ground to be walked over, and also about the doves.
哎，这个就是当时啊立约的一个方式啊，哈。
That was how the covenant was made back then.
有人被约了，就要好像这个牲畜被剖开。
And if somebody were to make a covenant, it would be just they will have to have an animal slaughtered.
哎，神先完成这个约。
And then God will complete this covenant first.
哎，他就从这个剖开的这个牛羊中间走过去，之后有火降下来。烧了祭物。
So they will walk over this animal that has been opened up, and then the fire from heaven will be descended.
神已经完成了他的约。
And that's how the covenant was completed.
那人也要履行人当尽的要守的约。
As men, we have to also abide by the covenant made.
就是要受割礼。
Which is to be circumcised.
这个受割礼的原文就是割羊皮。
This circumcision in the Old Testament means that to skin the lamb.
所以在这个时候，以实玛利受割礼的时候是十三岁。
When Ishmael was circumcised when he was 13.
那以色列人受割礼是出生第八天就要受割礼。
And for Israelites, they will have to be circumcised 8 days after their birth.
所以以后呢，以撒出生也是一样，第八天就接受割礼。
Same for Isaac, he was circumcised 8 days after his birth.
主耶稣也是一样，出生第八天就按照律法的规矩来。这个行割礼献祭。
And Jesus as well, 8 days after his birth, he was circumcised.
这是神与人跟亚伯拉罕以及他的子子孙孙立约的凭据嘛。
And that is the evidence of covenant between God and Abraham.
所以一般回教徒他们是认为以实玛利就是他们的祖先呢、他们是十三岁行割礼。
So therefore the Muslim who are the descendants of Israel, therefore they think that they have to be circumcised 13 days after their birth.
当然了，在中东行割礼的还有很多民族，很多国家的。
Of course, there are many people in the Middle East countries also undergone circumcision.
比如说亚伯拉罕还有很多子孙嘛，
Abraham has also many other descendants.
从基图拉生的也是他的祖孙呢。
And from his third wife, that also his that they are also his descendants.
那有在中东有些民族行割礼是成婚之前，要结婚之前要行割礼。
And some of the Middle East countries, they have to be circumcised before marriage.
那以实玛利呢？这回教徒呢，就是在青春期要成长过节。要行割礼。
And for the descendants of Ishmael, they will have to be circumcised before in time of adolescence.
甚至有些这个民族呢，不只是男的行割礼，连女的都行割礼。
And even a few tribes also have to be circumcised regardless of men or women.
其实神与亚伯拉罕立约的只是这个男丁而已。
Of course, the covenant made with Abram was only referring to the man.
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
你们世世代代的男子，无论是在家里生的，是在你后裔之外，用银子从外人买的，生下来第八天都要受割礼。十三节。
Verse 13.
你家里生的和你用银子买的，都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们肉体上，做永远的约。十四节。
Verse 14.
但不受割礼的男子必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。啊，这个就是人该守的这个本分了，责任了。
This is the responsibility the man has to carry.
啊，当然这个割礼主耶稣来啊，就把它成全在洗礼里面了。
Of course, when Jesus came, circumcision has become a baptism, in a form of baptism.
我们看这个哥罗西书。
Please turn to Colossians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十一节，十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
哥罗西书第二章十一节，十二节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既然受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活的神的功用啊，所以这个割礼呢，是除掉肉体的情欲、肉体的污秽的。
So this circumcision is to do away one's sinful nature.
啊，这个情欲啊，中文圣经旁边还是点点点啊，原文这没有这个字啊，就是除去肉体的割礼。
In the Chinese context, it did not mention this as a sinful nature.
哎，那这割礼就成全在洗礼里面。
And this circumcision is being performed through the form of baptism.
割礼是除掉肉体的污秽。
A circumcision is only doing away with the filth of the physical body.
洗礼是除掉我们属灵的污秽，就是罪。
But then the baptism will wash away the uncleanness of our soul.
哦，神与亚伯拉罕跟他的子子孙孙世世代代就是立的约。
So a covenant was made with Abraham and also the descendants of Abraham.
哎，我们如果履行这个约
，If we were to carry on this evidence, this covenant,
神就履行啊，他给人类的。给我们的多而又多的这些赏赐。
And God will give us the blessings that He promised.
得到这个产业。
And then to inherit all these possessions.
当然，亚伯拉罕得到的产业并不是在这个世上的。
Of course, the inheritance that Abraham had wasn't of this world.
看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一章第八节开始哈。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
提到亚伯拉罕的蒙召，神应许给他的祖孙如同天上的星和海边的沙那样的无数。
That God has promised his by faith, He made His home in the promise.
第八节，第十二节。
Verse 12. And so from this woman and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore.
那十三节提到这些人呢、啊，就是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各啊，他们的这些人呢、啊，都是存着信心死的，并没有得到所应许的。
Abraham and also Isaac and Jacob, they all did not receive the things promised.
撒拉死的时候，亚伯兰还买了一个麦比拉洞啊，来埋葬他。
When Sarah died, Abraham 买一个
啊，跟赫人买了一块土地啊，成为墓园，埋葬他。妻子撒拉自己也埋葬在那边。
Abraham has bought this piece of land to bury his wife and also himself.
神应许的到什么时候才成就呢
？So when did the promise of God fulfilled?
我们上次也谈过了，神应许给他们的这个应许的产业是从伯拉大河啊，北边伯拉大河一直到南方的埃及小河。整个大片呢、啊，都是给他们做产业。
So God has given them such a big piece of land between the major and minor rivers of Egypt.
有没有兑现
？And did such a promise fulfill?
神兑现了。
God fulfilled His promise.
我们上次有看到啊、这个列王记上第四章嘛，哈，所罗门王做王的时候，那个时候啊，可以说是。大卫打遍下来的这个江山呐、啊，就是从伯拉大河一直来到埃及小河，全部啊，就是他的国度。
So it was a land that Solomon has inherited from his father, King David, the whole big piece of land.
所以不像现在啊，啊，以色列国一个小小一个地方啊。
It was not like what the Jews live at right now, a small strip of land.
神的应许是成就了。
The promise of God has been fulfilled already.
但是呢，希伯来书的作者提到，其实亚伯兰他们这些呢，都承认自己在世上啊是寄居的，是当客旅的，所要得到的不是会动摇的这个国，乃是要得到的那永远的家乡。
So the author of this book of Hebrews also mentioned that all of these people like Abraham, Jacob, and also Isaac, they did not receive anything, any promise in this world, but rather the promise of heaven.
他们所羡慕的乃是在天上的那更美的家乡。
What they were looking forward is the better things in heaven.
好。我们再看回来《创世纪》十七章。
Let's return to the book of 17, Genesis.
那既然这个约，他必须啊啊，所以亚伯兰，不管是你家里生的，用钱买来的，因为当时买来的也就是属于他的了，还是属于你的一切的，你的家里都要。受割礼，男人都要受割礼。
Doesn't matter if their descendants were being born out of his own descendant or being bought from somewhere else. All the male had to be circumcised.
属他的属亚伯兰的人，如果没有受割礼，就要被剪除。
Any of those male that belonged to Abraham's descendant.If they were not circumcised, they will be cut off from the tribe.
这也给我们一个提醒哦。我们今天呢、啊，信了主归入基督，就是跟神已经立了约了。
This is also a reminder for us as a Christian today, since we have been baptized and we have a covenant with God already.
我们通过洗礼就是。这个割礼就成全在洗礼里面嘛，啊。
We know that circumcision is in another form, which is baptism.
那神不只跟我们跟亚伯兰立约，也跟他的子子孙孙立永远的约。
Not only God has made a covenant with Abraham, He also made covenant with his all of his descendants.
所以，既然割礼成全在洗礼里面啊，我们信主之后呢，我们就必须带着一切属于我们的人，都要进入这个约里面，要行割礼，也就是、啊、要受洗归主。
And since for those circumcision is also a form of taken a form of baptism, and since we have been baptized, any of those people who belong to our family or our descendants, they will have to be baptized as well.
啊，并且亚伯兰呢啊，出他祖孙所出生的第八天就要受割礼了。
And for those descendants of Abraham, they will have to be circumcised 8 days after their birth.
也就是一出生还不懂事的时候，就要让他知道，哎，你是敬拜天上真神的。
Even when the baby was so ignorant about anything at all, he was being educated how to honor God.
我们就必须教导我们的属于我们的一切的人，小孩子，啊，要带他归在主里面。
We have to teach everyone that is related to us, especially the children of ours, to come before God.
在《使徒行传》十六章三十一节以下，哈。
Acts chapter 16 verse 31.
就记载这个禁止一家来受洗归主。
It talks about how the chapter 16 verse 31 it talks about how the
你当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救啊。
Chapter 16, verse 31.
16节,
They reply, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved."
哎，我们一个人信主，我们就有责任带领我们全家来归主得救。
And if we were to have become a Christian, then our responsibility is to have our family. To become a Christian as well.
所以保罗对禁止说：“你当信主耶稣，你和你全家都必得救。”
So, therefore, Paul has told the jailer that you and your household will be saved.
禁止怎么带领他全家来得救呢？
How did the jailer, family, become Christians?
三十二节啊，就提到他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。
Verse 32 says, "Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house."
哎，三十四节啊，就提到了。
Verse 34.
哎，这个三十三节就提到他们全家啊，就都受了洗。
And the jailer brought them into his house and set a meal. So.What it says here is the whole family was baptized.
哦，所以三十三节后半句说禁止啊，和属他的人立刻受了都受了洗。
Latter half of verse 33, then immediately he and all his family were baptized.
哎，所以神和亚伯兰以及他的子子孙孙，世世代代立了永远的约。
And God had made an everlasting covenant with Abraham and also his descendants.
啊，那我们也必须啊，带领凡是属于我们的所有全家的人，要受洗归主。
Therefore, we have to bring our family members to come under the name of God.
哎， 我在台北注目的时候，有一个信徒啊啊，生了几个孩子，都没有受洗。
And when I was a resident minister in a church in Taipei, there was a member who was a member of the church, but his family wasn't baptized yet.
啊，都已经读小学了。
And all of his children were in the elementary school.
因为孩子没有受洗，所以领圣餐都不能领圣餐。
So the children were not baptized, so they cannot partake in the Holy Communion.
他跟爸爸说：“爸爸，我们要受洗啊！我们没有受洗，我们都不能领圣餐呢。”
They told his father that we were not baptized, therefore we cannot partake this Holy Communion.
他爸爸说：“等你们长大了。”你们才自己做决定。
And then the father said that until you grow up, then you make your own decision.
但是他太太啊，跟我讲说，你跟我先生讲啊，他不让孩子受洗，说要等到长大了。
And his wife told me and asked me to talk to communicate with his husband that his husband refused to baptize the children.
这个弟兄是什么理由不让他孩子受洗
？What was the reason that this brother didn't want his children to be baptized？
他说他就是从小洗就受洗了。
He said that this husband said that he was baptized since young。
但是他看到啊，以前跟他从小一起长大的这些同伴长大了，哎，在教里看不到人啊。
And then he found that those brothers and sisters that he used to know when he was young no longer comes to his church when they all grow up.
那是长大了，他不信了。
Because all these people they stop believing in the Lord.
哦，我负不起这个责任。
I cannot take up this responsibility.
是孩子长大了，他自己做决定，他自己负责任。
Therefore, I believe that I'll let my children decide their own destiny.
我说。神不是这样交代我们的。
And then I told him that that's not how the Lord has taught us.
以色列人是出生第八天就要受割礼了，归属神了。
Israelites will have to be circumcised 8 days after their birth.
孩子出生，孩子就神交给我们的产业，我们做父母的就要有这个责任，从小把他啊。在信仰上把他栽培长大
Therefore, the children are the inheritance that have been given by God to us. We have to take care of them spiritually. Therefore, we have to bring them up in the Lord.
这信仰的栽培是父母的责任
And to bring them up in the faith is the responsibility of parents.
他说有啊我有尽责任啊我在家里就读圣经一起读圣经啊带他们一起祷告啊
He said that while I did my part I read the Bible at home together
每个礼拜我带他们来参加儿童聚会啊
And every week I brought them to the church to observe
我一直在栽培他们啊
And I have taught them
他信仰应该他长大自己要去负责任啊
And I think that in terms of faith they will be responsible for themselves in the future
我就问他你要栽培他到几岁才算长大
Then I questioned him that, well, how long do you think that you have to let them decide themselves?
如果他不能到你预定长大的年龄啊，或者夭折了，那你怎么去他为他负责
？And if they were to die before they even had a chance to make such a decision, then who is responsible for such?Such outcome.
没有受割礼就违背神的约，就要被民中，在从民中被剪除。也就是说，没有受洗，将来就不能得救啊。
For those who were not baptized or circumcised, they will not be saved.
啊，我说你能够负责他一定要长大吗？才做决定吗
？And can you be sure that your children will make decision when they grow up?
哦，他醒悟过了啊。当然，这个我没有办法把掌握啊。
And then he suddenly realized that, of course, I have no way of controlling that.
所以那次联会，他几个孩子就一起受洗了。
So his children were baptized at the spiritual convocation.
经过 两个礼拜，有一天呢，他星期日就带着孩子去阳明山。
And 2 weeks after baptism, he brought his children, for outing.
到中午就要回来。
And then they plan to return home at noon.
就在一个下高架桥的时候。
And then it was when they were heading downhill.
他忽然可能晚上没有睡好，打瞌睡了，竟然呢就撞到安全岛那个电线杆上面。
And then he slapped on the wheel, so his vehicle ran right into the light pole.
结果撞到电线杆，车子就弹回来，好在就退到刚好退到一个巷子里面去了，冲回来就退到巷子里，没有被后面来的车子再撞。
And as he hit the light pole, he was actually thrown to a street nearby.
他断了几根肋骨。
And he broke some of his ribs.
但是三个孩子都平安无事。
And nothing happened to his children at all.
哇，所以他来聚会就告诉我说，传道，好在你叫我给孩子受洗，不然今天呢，如果不是主耶稣特别怜悯啊，出了车祸，孩子死掉了，我一定会怀怨抱怨一生啊。
And later on, he expressed to me that he really agreed with me a lot that we insisted him to baptize his children. If his children were to be to have something happened to his children in this accident, he will regret for all his life.
一定会感到终身遗憾啊。
And he will regret all of his life.
啊，所以他说我以前的观念是错的。
So he admit that his thoughts before were wrong.
好，我们再看十九节，我们把这个看完哈。十九节啊，看回来创世纪十七章十九节。神啊，这个十八节啊，这个十五节，神对亚伯兰说：“那你的妻子撒来，不可再叫撒来，要叫撒拉。”
So God also told Abraham that as for Sarai, your wife, I will no longer call Sarai. Her name will be Sarah.
撒来是我的公子啊，
Sarah,
我的公主啊。
Sarah means my princess.
撒拉呢，就是多国之母。
Sarah means the mother of nations.
因为他说我必是给他啊，赐福给他，也要使他使你啊，从他得一个儿子。我要赐福给他，他也要成为多国之母，必有百姓啊的君王。百姓的君王从他而出，啊，这神给撒来要改名字。
And so the Sarai, name was changed.
啊，其实神啊为这些选民改名字哈啊有几个了哈。
There were only a handful of people have been changed.
那为什么要改名字？
And why did their names change?
比如说扫罗啊，信主之后，主叫他改名叫保罗。
And after Saul has become a Christian, his name was changed to Paul.
信主之后，他有一个新的开始，新的追求目标。
And after becoming Christian, he has new goal.
神应许说撒要让撒来得到儿子。
And God promised Sarah that she will have a son.
要得到一个儿子。
She will surely have a son.
要赐福给他成为多国之母。
And will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations.
十七节亚伯兰就俯伏在地喜笑，心里说100岁的人还能得孩子吗？ 撒拉已经90岁了，还能生养吗？
And verse 17, Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to him, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old?"
啊，这里有一个妈，是一个问号。
There's a question mark here.
其实呢，这里提到亚伯兰匍匐在地啊，喜笑。
And actually, Abraham fell face down, laughing.
这个喜笑不是戏笑，不是哎，怎么有可能呢？以怀疑的心，不是，是喜乐的笑，从心里喜乐出来的。
It's not about mockery, but rather laughing out of being very happy.
因为他心里呀、啊、很幸运，很高兴，我100岁了，我还可以生儿子。
He was happy.
我太太撒拉了，90岁了，还可以生养呢。
He was happy that both himself and also his wife were so old, then they were still able to have son.
并不是怀疑的问号。
Not about skepticism.
因为我们从罗马书第四章保罗提到，也不然，将近100岁，身体像死的，撒拉也是。断了生育的能力，并没有因为不信心里起疑惑，反而因着信心里更坚定。
So at Romans chapter 4, it also talks about Paul, how he strengthened his faith and belief.
罗马书4:17-22.
In Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 22.
所以这个时候我们知道亚伯兰讲这个话不是啊，不信怀疑，而是从心里喜乐出来，哎。
And we know that Abraham was happy, to have learned about this.
因为保罗说他并没有因为不信心里起疑惑嘛，没有疑惑的。
And there's no doubt about this.
反而是信心更加坚定了。
And his faith has grown even stronger.
啊，那18节呢？
How about verse 18?
这创世纪17:18说，亚伯兰对神说，但愿以实玛利活在你的面前。好像亚伯兰是不相信的啊，神啊，干脆啊，以实玛利就活在你面前了，就算他就好了。
God thought that Abraham didn't believe, so then God said, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing.
其实不是这个意思。
That's not what it meant.
啊，虽然撒拉要再生一个儿子，但愿呢，以实玛利也跟这个要生的孩子这个以撒一样，同得这个福分的意思。
So
为他为了以实玛利来代求的意思。
So he's also asking for blessings for Ishmael.
因为从罗马书4:17-22，保罗所见证的，我们知道，亚伯兰在这里讲的是出于信心的话，是肯定的，而不是怀疑的。
From the book of Romans, we know that Abraham was full of faith, rather than skepticism.
但是呢，19节，神说不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。那至于以实玛利呢，我另外有给他福分的我也要应允他，应允你，我必赐福给他，使他极其繁多昌盛使他昌盛极其繁多，他必生12个族长，我也要使他成为大国到明年这个时期，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约，因为这个立约是要从亚伯拉罕和撒拉本身所生的，才能够承袭这种属灵的约，永远的约。
The covenant was made between Abraham that is only applicable towards the descendants of Sarah.
因为神应许给亚伯兰的这些产业是给这个以撒的。
All of the inheritance promise was only for Isaac.
以实玛利不能跟这个以撒同得产业的不能的。
And Ishmael cannot share this blessing with Isaac.
但神给他另外的福分。
But then God has given him some other blessings.
这个我们看一下加拉太书第四章啊。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 4.
这个我们以后还会谈到啊。
I think we'll talk about this some other time.
这个加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
22节。
Verse 22.
因为律法上记的亚伯兰有两个儿子，从律法的角度看，他有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主的妇人生的。然而23节。
Verse 23.
然而那从使女所生的是按照血气生的，那自主的妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。这是一个比方了哈。
This is only an example.
对，我们就看过来30节好了。
Let's skip to verse 30.
然而，经上是怎么说呢？是说把使女和他儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可以自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。所以亚伯兰对这个为了以实玛利向神代求。
So Abraham has requested God on behalf of Ishmael.
哎，但是神说不是这样。
God told him it was not so.
我应许的产业是给自己的妇人撒来生的以撒才能够承受产业。
The promise that I have told you is only for Sarah.
但是以实玛利我也答应你要给他另外的福分。
But then I'm promising you that I'll give blessings to Ishmael as well.
我们就看再看回来。
Let's come back to
17:22。那神和亚伯兰说完了话，就离开他，上升去了。正当那日，亚伯拉罕呐，遵着神的命啊、这个很重要，他就遵着神的命，给他儿子以实玛利和家里的一切男子，无论是在家里生的，是用银子买的，都行了割礼。亚伯兰受割礼的时候年99岁，他儿子以实玛利受割礼的时候年13岁，正当那日，亚伯拉罕和他儿子以实玛利一同受了割礼，家里所有的人，无论是在家里生的，用银子从外人买的，也都一同受了割礼啊！凡是属亚伯拉罕的啊，不管在家里生的，用银子买来的，因为当时有奴隶制度嘛，买的也是属他的啊。也就是凡是属于亚伯拉罕的，所有男人都受了割礼。
All male that belong to Abraham has to be circumcised.
啊。亚伯兰就遵着神的命令行。
Abraham has carried out the responsibility that God wanted him to do.
神已与我们立约了。
So God has already made a covenant
with us. 立约的证据就是受洗。
The evidence of such a covenant is
baptism. 割礼就呈现在洗礼里面。
And circumcision has fulfilled through baptism.
所以我们也必须要带领凡是属于我们的所有的人我们就要带他来受洗归主。
Therefore, bring everyone who's related to us and be baptized.
所以我们再重复一下啊，《使徒行传》16:31。
Let's repeat again Acts chapter 16:31.
你当信主耶稣。
You have to believe in the Lord.
你和你全家都必得救。
And you and your family will be saved.
我们信主耶稣才能够领受从主要给我们一切的属灵的福分产业。
I believe in the Lord, we will receive the promise and inheritance promised by the Lord to us.
就是天国永远的福分。
It is the blessings of heaven.
但是我们就必须要承受这个责任。你和你全家信了主之后，要带领我们全家归主。
And then our responsibility is to bring our related ones to be baptized into the Lord.
啊, 这是我们的责任,
this is our responsibility.
也是神对我们的, 啊, 一个托付,
and it is also an expectation of God 哎, for us.
我们要不住地为还没有全家信主的家人祷告。
And we must pray for those who hasn't come into the Lord.
哎, 求主耶稣感动他们, 带领他们, 都一起来跟神立这个永远的约, 承受永远的产业。
So that God will inspire them and touch them, they will come and make a covenant with God.
啊, 我们一起感谢祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.